Libertarian, undecided, Tea Party. They're all Republican. They're all Republicans. It's just some of them want to seem a little exotic. Like claiming to be a quarter Cherokee. People have to stop doing that. It's been done. And it's been done. Quarter Cherokee. And also, I don't believe you. I'm not mad at anyone. I'm just speaking in strident tones. Quarter Cherokee. Do you know how hard it is to be a quarter Cherokee in 2016? The Cherokee Nation was indeed vast in the 1500s, but we helped them out with that. And the very few that were left after the Trail of Tears were hustled into the Ohio Appalachian area. So yes, Miss Loretta Lynn, I'll take it from you. And even then, I have my doubts, but I like Loretta Lynn. Anybody from Appalachia, Butcher's Hollow. I read her biography in addition to, I'm actually more thinking of Sissy Spacek, who I feel very close to, but I like Loretta Lynn. But I can't separate them. I just see Sissy Spacek. But in her biography, Ms. Loretta Lynn's biography, she talks about her mama being, I think, half Cherokee and her grandpapa being entirely Cherokee. Even then, I think, I have my doubts, but I don't want to doubt Sissy Spacek. I don't want to question the veracity of what Sissy Spacek has said. And also Loretta Lynn said things like, I had to go to the nervous hospital. Now that's the kind of talk I like. I don't like the blue crass stuff, but I do like things like nervous hospital. And by the way, if you are going to claim to be a quarter of an indigenous, there's so many other roads to go down. Try Arapaho, because it's specificity that will quell the doubting Thomases, if you're going to do that.